testimony hope. Be inspired.
The Lord, will you rise on your feet wherever you are and lift up your right hand to the Lord and declare, say, right now, I announce I am in my season of more. Say, right now, I declare I am in my season of more. If you believe it, can you turn it louder? Amen. Let your amen rise louder. Let your amen rise louder. Say, today, I decree and I declare my joyful news just arrived. If you believe it, under a big amen. Say, I see more. I see the greater. Say, I see the greater. I see the greater. Say, right now. Right now. I announce the Lord has made a way. Let your amen thunder louder. Let your amen thunder louder. Let your amen thunder louder. Say, today I announce the Lord has made a way. Let your amen rise. Declare again, say, the Lord has made a way. Let your amen rise. Wherever you are, would you get your anointing oil and pour it upon your palm? Pour it upon your palm. Father, we decree over every oil and we set it apart from every common use. When the decree, it becomes an instrument of your power. Lord, we speak to every hand that will carry the oil and we decree that it becomes an extension of the right hand of the Lord that doeth valiantly. Mashadi Karaya, put the oil on your head. And I'm going to speak five things the Lord has spoken to me over your life. And I decree, as your amen were thunder, discernment, 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 discernment. As your amen will thunder, the Lord releases a high level discernment upon your life. Let your amen thunder louder. Let your amen rise. Let your amen rise. Hear me as I hear the Lord. As your amen will thunder, where you saw one, the Lord is multiplying it to 100. The oil of multiplication rests upon your life right now. Take it right now. Take it right now. Take it right now. Take it right now. Let your amen thunder louder. As your amen will thunder, hear me as I hear the Lord. It has been reserved for you. You did not hear me, I declare again. It has been reserved for you. Hear me again. It has been reserved for you. Hear me again, it has been reserved for you. Let your amen thunder like fire. Let your amen thunder like fire. As your amen will thunder, I announce, this time around the report is changing in your favor. This time around the report is changing in your favor. Let your amen confront the gates of hell. Let your amen thunder louder. And I announce over your life, before this week will end, a king will send for you with favor. A king will send for you with favor. Let your amen thunder louder. Let your amen thunder louder. If you wrote down the things you don't want to see in your life, in the second half of the year, bring it out wherever it is. Say, right now, I announce, I will not see this thing again in my second half. Say, I will not see this thing again in my second half. Say, right now, all of it, all of it. We are ready. You are fire, 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 fire. one after the other. Let your amen turn the light now. Let your amen rise. Say right now. Right now. I cheer you by fire. Can you tear that thing? Tear that paper. For it will not rise again. Abashata. Alepeleke. Ashatata. Amenekea. Erabalaka. Eshatod. Emelekatoshi. Enarabala. Ashataka. In the name of Jesus, I announce that the chapter of this negativity closes right now in your life. It closes right now. It closes right now. It closes right now. It closes right now. If God is here in less than 7 hours, receive an evidence that that chapter has been closed. You did not hear me in less than 7 hours. Receive an evidence that that chapter has been closed. It will not rise again. It will not rise again. Deliverance has come. Deliverance has come. Deliverance has come. Deliverance has come. Somebody turn the fire. 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 Wherever you are, open your Bibles to the book of Zechariah. Open your Bibles to the book of Zechariah. Hallelujah. We read the book of Zechariah, chapter 14. Amen. Somebody declare, say, my joyful news just arrived. Zechariah chapter 4 instead. Zechariah chapter 4. Amen. And we begin to read from verse 1. It is very remarkable for us to stand for the reading of God's word in this house. For the reading of God's word in this house. Keboloshi adabaha baron de kasuliliaha haribo shania. By exactly 1 p.m. tomorrow, I don't know who you are, but thus saith the Lord. Kashida Bara, with your hands you will carry what you have been waiting for. You've waited. Thus saith the Lord, with your hands you will carry what you've been waiting for. Let your amen thunder louder. I don't care how many people that are looking for what you are looking for. Makuba Shatakata. Thus saith the Lord, you will be prepared over and above them. You will be prepared over and above them. Protocols will be broken for your sake. Protocols will be broken for your sake. Let your amen turn the louder. Let your amen turn the louder. Let your amen turn the louder. I don't know who this word is for, but help is coming from a place you have rejected. Help is coming from a place you were rejected. Help is coming from a place you were rejected. Let your amen turn the louder. Let your amen turn the louder. 6 family members under the same oppression. I don't know what the oppression is, but as your amen will thunder, I announce that oppression is broken right now. It is broken right now. It is broken right now. It is broken right now. I hear the Lord say to me, you did not ask me for this, but I am putting you ahead of your mates. I am putting you ahead of your mate, ahead of your mate, ahead of your mate, ahead of your mate. Let your amen turn the louder. Let your amen turn the louder. Let your amen turn the louder. The story of decline is over. The story of decline is over. For the Lord has asked me to arrest the power of decline. The power of decline. Not too long you said to God, things are going down. Things are going down. As your amen was on, the power of decline is arrested by fire. He's arrested by fire. He's arrested by fire. Let your amen turn the louder. I don't know who you are, but from today, when you open your mouth, mystery shall come out of your mouth. Wisdom shall come out of your mouth. Man will run to you to listen for wisdom. Man will look for you to drink of your wisdom. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Let your amen turn the louder. Somebody needs to get this prophetic word. Your crown will not fit another head. You did not hear me. Your crown will not fit another head. Your crown will not fit another head. Your crown will not fit another head. Let your amen turn the louder. I don't know how long they said it would take. Thus saith the Lord, the days have been shortened. The days have been shortened. You are getting it earlier than you imagine. Earlier than you imagine. Earlier than you imagine. Let your amen turn down. I hear the Lord say, do not be afraid. I am your defense. Do not be afraid. I am your shield. Do not be afraid. I am your buckler. Hear me as I hear the Lord. Every arrow and every threatening of hell, I announce, they are broken on your behalf. Before you get there, they'll be waiting for you with your help. I don't know where you need to get to tomorrow. Before you get there, help will be waiting for you. Help will be waiting for you. Let your amen turn the louder.
We read the book of Zechariah chapter 4. And we begin to read from verse 1. Hallelujah. We're going to read from verse 1 to verse 10. Hallelujah. If you're there, let's rise for the reading of God's word. Can we read together, church, one to go? And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered and said unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Jerry-Azi. Please, you got to remove Zerubbabel, Barakoshira. Please, can we read verse 6 one more time? Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Jerry, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Jerry, thou shalt become a player, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Jerry have laid the foundation of this house, his hands also finish it. Thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and see the glory in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro the whole earth. Let's read a little bit more from 11 to 14. That will be fine. Then answered I and said unto him, what are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side there? And I answered again and said unto him, what be these two olive branches which threw the gold, emptied the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my lord. Then said he, these are two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole. Our Father, we ask, O God, in the next few minutes, Kapaloshi Anaha, show us great and mighty things that I do not know, we do not know. Navigate, pilot our destinies, Kupashia, for by the vehicle of your word, we arrive at destiny solutions, Lord. We empty ourselves, O God, and we ask, do for us what only you can do. Let a lover of the Lord thunder a louder amen. On the way to your seat, scream an amen that will panic the devil. Just in case that the heaven is dependent on your amen to bring that miracle that sounds like a lie, how will your amen thunder? Can you thunder right a bigger amen? And more glorious amen? Without laying a foundation, let me just jump into the heart of the matter. And Zechariah said, I saw a vision about Zerubbabel. But before Zechariah began, Zechariah said that one thing I noticed was that I was not sleeping, but he woke me up like somebody who was woken out of sleep. Now, I call Abashiyadaha, and Zechariah said, Busha, I was not exactly sleeping, but he considered my state a sleep state. It wasn't because I was sleeping, but he woke me up to the reality of the new thing he's been in my life. Spirit of God, help me break this down. Now, I was not literally sleeping. But he needed to come and awaken me so that I will understand where I am in the prophetic calendar. I was not exactly sleeping, like lying down on the bed and sleeping and dreaming. But he came and awakened me. Because there was something I needed to see. I was awake, but I was living like I was sleeping. There was a new level. There was a new birthing. There was a new increase. There was a new turnaround. But then again, I was acting like I was sleeping. And I was going to let a generation slip out of my hands because of my sleep. Lay your hands on your head and begin to call your name and say, Jerry, say, wake up. I need you to say it again like you mean to say, Jerry. Say it again like you mean to say, wake up. I want you to call your name again and say, Jerry. Say, wake up. Say, wherever you have been sleeping. Say, right now. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Let your amen thunder louder. There are some people here who are not literally sleeping, but I believe they need the Lord to wake them up again. There's a part of your life heaven needs to wake up. You might not be lying on the bed, but there is something in you. There might be your fire. There might be your prayer altar. There might just be your zeal. There must be your passion. As your amen was under, I announce you are woken up right now. I decree, wake up right now. Wake up right now. Wake up right now. Wake up. Let your amen turn louder. And then the angel came. He had come the first time. But there was a new season. You need to wake up to the new thing I'm about to do. And the angel waked me up as a man that is waking out of a sleep. Please show me the next verse, because it's a joyful new service. And said unto me, what seest thou? Now, do you know that it will take God nothing and it will take the revelation nothing to just say, this is what I want to tell you. But God decided to devise a methodology. What you see is what I will interpret. Whatever you decide to see, I will interpret it for you. And so just in case Zechariah did not see well and say, I don't know what I'm seeing. I don't know what this thing looks like. I don't know what exactly it looks like. The angel said, whatever you see, that is what will be interpreted for you. Mashon de Kalaha. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. See something. Can I give you 30 seconds? See something. You're free to see me, but you're also free to see destiny. Can I give you 30 seconds? See something. Passion de color. I pray that the eyes of your understanding shall be enlightened. Let there be. I want you to see something about your career. See something about where God is taking you to. Because I'm about to pray right now. I'm about to pray over what you're seeing. Because I'm going to see you stand here on Sunday. I say, when Pastor said we should see her, as your amen will thunder, whatsoever you see right now, whatever the Lord has put in your spirit right now, as your amen will thunder, let it become your reality. 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 Let your amen thunder louder. Take a seat. And he says, I said, I have looked and behold, a candlestick all of gold with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof. Now, people of God, the candle or the lamp that Zechariah said he was seeing was a type of lamp. If you're very familiar, as God began to give Moses specifications for light in the temple, this is the kind of light that the Jews called menorah. And then he says, I see the menorah light. That is what I see. As soon as that is what I see. And do remember that God was going to actually give a word to Zerubbabel, but he needed to bring first the picture of the menorah light to Zechariah. So from the picture of the menorah light, he can now bring a word that is in season to Zerubbabel. I just want you to put that in mind. But people of God, I have a lot to say here. But maybe I might even continue in the next service. But do you know that Zechariah said that there's something that I see a labor Russia and Zechariah said Shadia, I see a lampstand, but it has seven branches. Now let me step back a bit in order to move forward. Arusha, look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, I see something. That was the wrong neighbor. Leave that one, get in the face of another and tell that one, say, I see something. Say to your neighbor, I see something bigger. And say it again, say, I see something bigger. Now listen to this, people of God. At the time that Zechariah was seeing this vision of the lamp in the temple was in ruins. The temple had been brought down. The temple was in debris. So there was nothing about the temple because they had invaded Jerusalem at the time and the temple had been scattered and there was nothing. And Zechariah was saying, look, I see something in the temple, even though the temple is no longer there. Now I see Masudikala. What should make this lamp be is no longer around, but yet I see the lamp. Now, what should make this light Kadosia and Livarakasha? You see, what should make this lamp become relevant is not around, but yet I still see the light. So, sir, I see a light existing even when the temple is in ruin. In other words, the temple no longer determined the relevance of the menorah. Because if there has to be a menorah, there has to be a temple. Did I confuse you? And then he said that even though the temple is in ruin, I still see light. Lift up your right hand. Shout, say, I see light.
Did you hear that? Can you thunder it louder again? Say, I see light. Shout it again. Say, I see light. Look at that area of darkness in your life and thunder. Say, I see light. How can you thunder it again like you meant it? Say, I see light. Shout it again. Say, I see light. Shout, say, I see light. Thunder, I see light. Say, I see light. If you believe it, can you thunder it louder? Amen.
And it says, I see light. And like I said, there is only one lampstand, but every part of it is showing for light. Like the menorah, it has a base, one base. Then it comes this way. It is fashioned in similitude with the almond fruit. I'm going to come down to that later on. But it said, now, this, it has seven, which means that if you blow off one light, you still have six. Now, it tries to overshadow sin. There's so many things. Now, I need you to get this. That the menorah points to one major thing, that there is no area of your life that is permitted to be in darkness. You cannot say, Lord, it is only my career, in my career where there's going to be light. It's only my business where there's going to be light. And Zachariah said, when I saw light everywhere. When I looked at the lives of your children, I saw light. When I returned back to look at your career, I saw light again. When I looked at your business, I saw light. Somebody help me. Don't say light all around. I need you to say like you mean to say light all around. Say it again. Say light everywhere. Say light everywhere. Say light everywhere. Say light everywhere. Let your amen thunder louder. Can I pray for someone under the sound of my voice? As your amen will thunder, let there be light in every area of your life. Light in your business. Light in your career. The season of one area carrying light is over. Every area of your life will carry light. Every area of your life will carry light. Somebody help me say light. 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 Let your amen talk about it. Take your seat. And then he says, I see light. If you go to the book of Exodus, concerning this light, I'm about to make a prayer. Because this is where the problem is. God gave a warning about this light to the priest, to everyone who will serve in the temple. And God said, you see this light? Nobody will ever put off this light. It will burn in the morning. It will burn in the evening. It will burn in the night. All I need you to do is that every morning go and pour oil inside, because this light will never go off. It was a clear cut instruction from on high. And God says, you see this particular light? No one. And Zechariah, what do you see? Zechariah said, I see light that will not go off. I see light that no matter what happens, it will never go back. And leave a shadow. And the Kosia, can I make a prayer and move on? You see this light that the Lord has ignited in your life. You see the light that is rising. You see the light that is rising in career, in business, in your academics, as your amen was under. No power of hell will put off your light. Now hear me clearly as I hear the Lord. Anyone that will arise to put off the light that God is igniting in your life, as your amen will thunder, may God put off their life. You did not hear what I said. Anybody that will attack your light, anybody that will want to put off this light, as your amen will thunder, let them receive a slap from the Lord. Somebody thunder, say this light will not go off. 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 I feel like your enemy should thunder louder.
Say after me, say, thus saith the Lord to Jerusalem, this light will not go up. Say it again, thus saith the Lord to Jerusalem, this light will not go up. You've got to rise on your feet and go to seven people, scream in your ear, this light will not go up. It 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 will not go up. Not in your health, not in your family, not in your career, not where your children are. This light will not go up. This light will not go up. Can you thunder and big amen?
Take a seat. Shandibala. The demons will have a meeting, but this light will not go off. Masha, friends may become haters. This light will not go. What is housing the light may even fall apart. This light will not go. The economy might dwindle for all you care. This light will not go. They might call your name at dark places. This light will not go. You might even make mistakes you didn't expect. This light will not go. If you believe it, turn it louder. Amen.
Take your seat. And then he says, all I saw was just this light in the temple that never went off. Remember, I said to you that for the menorah to be effective, the priest will have to be pouring in oil into the menorah. They will pour the oil in order to sustain it. Now, people of God, but this time around, I'm gonna have to borrow you. Let me borrow you, prof. Let me borrow you, prof. Is there who is borrowable? Let me borrow you, bro Lawrence. Let me borrow you. And so, Hannah said, I saw the lampstand. I need somebody who can be a lampstand. Lampstand would obviously be shorter than this. Shorter than this. Somebody slightly shorter than me will be fine. Do I have anyone? No, I will need a man if you don't mind. I will need a man if you don't mind. Right. Just anyone that's short. Right. Just stand here. Stand here. So. And so, this is what it is. Do not forget that the lamp called the menorah, the priests were charged with making sure that they poured oil inside the lamp so that it can burn morning, afternoon, night. But guess what? Zechariah said, what I saw was slightly different. I saw olive tree by the side. So you are an olive tree. Right. And then you are an olive tree. So, as Zechariah said, I saw olive trees standing beside the light. And they were draining their oil inside the lamp. The average lifespan of an olive tree, oh yes, I'm going to shock you. I know that an olive tree can live as long as 1,000 years. Oh yes, for as long as 1,000 years. So, if the menorah tries, at least the temple was destroyed. So, let us credit the menorah with 50 years. Oh, Pastor, that wasn't generous enough. Let's give the menorah 200 years. 200 years. Let's give the menorah 200 because it was man-made. Are we together? 200 years. And so, Kokasha, Tosebedehe. And Zechariah, what do you see? Now, listen, let me say this. For there to be an olive oil being poured into the menorah, understand that you need to harvest the olive fruit, press it out, sieve it, get the oil, now bring a ball that will be pouring it in. And Zechariah said, what I saw was that there was no process. Zechariah said, I just saw the tree emptying its oil.
I don't know who I am preaching for. I'm preaching to this morning. As your amen will turn down, the process you are looking at. And you're saying, Pastor, when I look at this process, I just feel like it's going to take time. As your amen will turn down, I announce the process is broken for your sake. The protocols are broken for your sake. Somebody help me say, I see the protocols broken for my sake. Say, I see protocols broken for my sake. Say, I see protocols broken for my sake. Let your amen turn louder.
Take your seat. Get prepared. Everything that looks like a protocol, as your amen will thunder, I announce that they are broken for your sake, right? And the two olive trees began to empty their oil inside the menorah. Do not forget, the lifespan of the olive tree is 1,000 years. And we try to be generous with the menorah. Let's be a little bit more generous. 500 years, which never happened in the Bible. Because they kept destroying the temple of Jerusalem up and down. So, 500 years for the menorah, people of God. Which means, supply outlived the supplied. Did you get what I just said right now? So, supply outlived supplied. So, sir, go and inform those who feel like your supply will run out. That I saw in the eyes of Zechariah, in the time past, he was a priest carrying the oil. So the priest can determine when he can look at the light and say, I don't like you today. I don't like you. I'm not going to pour in any oil. Or the priest can say, I have a headache. I have, but this time around, he put an olive tree by my side. He can't she and abalaha. And all he does is to speak to the olive tree. Supply oil. Supply oil. Supply oil. I came with a word for someone today. Whether in season or out of season, your destiny will lack no oil. Your destiny will lack no oil. Your destiny will lack no oil. Let your amen turn louder. Let your amen turn louder. Let your amen rise. Take your seat. And people of God, and this is how he says, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl. Shandikasa. And so this is on the right side of the board. And it says, this one was supplying oil in the place, Kashando Kasa, of strength. In the place where it did the right things, there was a supply. In the place where it got everything correct. Because as people of God, we cannot abhor principles. There are principles that govern growth. We must learn to abide by them. There are principles that make men mature. We must abide by them. In the place where it respected things that needed to be respected. Because the oil here is an oil of the right. The oil of the right is saying, Ashandi Balaha, did you do the right things? If you did the right things, I will supply oil. The oil here is the oil that says, listen, did you do the right investment? If you made the right investment, I will supply oil. Did you meet the right people? If you met the right people, you will have the right result. And that is the oil by the right side. prophesied. For people of God, you know that life no balance. Sometimes things are not really balanced. Then he brought yet another olive tree by the left. And he says, I am aware there are days where you will not get all the principles right. I am putting an olive tree here because there are days when you will not meet the right people. When you would have met Akoka Shata, whether by your right or by your left, I have planted supply. Let me speak to a whore. Someone under the sound of my voice, from the places of your weakness, receive a divine supply. Receive a divine supply. Receive a divine supply. Receive a divine supply. Let your amen turn louder. Let your amen rise. Let your amen rise. Let your amen rise. Let your amen rise. Let your amen rise.
Take a seat. And so, you see, from this place, a young woman last week forwarded to me a long email about what God did for her. And all I did was smile. She went for a recruitment exercise, finished the preliminary, what she called the preliminary preliminaries, and then she was up for a written exam. And then she went in for the written exam. She said she studied very voraciously, studied high and up. And then when she got there, there were things that she neglected that were asked. The technical area where she believed that these are questions you should ask me. Then nobody asked her those technical things. They're asking her things that she knew if she took time to focus on, that she would have passed. And so right there in the while she was answering, she began to answer the question. She said, I am suitable for this job. But it's just that these questions you people asked me was not what I prepared for. Say, but in any case, let me tell you people how suitable I am. And then she began to advertise, and is it advertised right now? Or write her proficiencies, her skills, her everything and all of that. And says, you people know that in the course of the job, these questions you are asking me will not be needed. So I prepare for what will be needed. And I am suitably qualified. Consider that this exam is a wrong assessment of my person. If you are an employer of labor and somebody writes this kind of thing for you, people of God, the person has failed, because that is not the exam. He said, right after the exam, they were asked to wait. They waited for hours. Three of them were called, and she was one of them, because she said that she went out and said to God, Pastor Jerry said, even if it is not working, work it. He said that when she knew that there was nothing in her head to walk, she just started writing, I am qualified for this. I am qualified. In fact, she signed off with what God cannot do. They called the three of them back and began to question. And they began to ask her. She said, Pastor, I answered. Pastor, so but that the woman now said to her, but are you aware that this thing you wrote now is not good enough to bring you to the place where I have brought you right now? And she said to the woman, I am also aware that the answers I've given you right now is enough to make you consider me for this particular job that I have asked for. People of God, there are mad people. You know, there was some time ago, a young man was asked a question. And he testified and said, he was asked, what if you don't give me this job? What if the woman said, what if I don't give you the job? The young man replied, the woman, you will give me the job. Because what God cannot do, does not. I'm not sure you people heard this sister's testimony. This sister that testified, that she finished writing everything on there. And when it was time for her to sign her signature, she wrote, people of God, remember I am here. This person I'm talking about did not get these things right. From her left,
there was a supply of oil. You know, if you get supply of oil from everything you've done right, you will give yourself the credit. I tried. I worked hard. I read. I am a smart person. I am. You don't help me, nobody will help me. Lord, if you can, I pray for you from your areas of weaknesses, from areas where you say, God, I don't know how I'm going to survive this, from areas where you anticipate, Lord, I don't know whether help will come from these places. I announce over your life, receive help from your areas of weakness. Somebody help me turn and say, I see help. 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 If you believe me, can you turn that amen 7 times? Catabalaya. Shatabalaya. Rakatode. Liberia. Satakata. Let me make these 3 declarations over your life, wherever you are. And I declare over your life, from areas that never worked in your life, Mabaru Shandelekasa, heaven is supplying the best unto you right now. From places where you felt Ashaka, what will ever come out of it? May heaven give you more than you ever anticipated. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. And the meaning of the revelation was for Zerubbabel. Your hands have started this. Your hands will finish it. I announce whatsoever your hands have started. Receive the finisher's anointing. Receive the finisher's anointing. Let your amen thunder like fire. Let your amen thunder very louder. Let your amen thunder with results. I announce you have been remembered. I announce the best of your days are here. I announce you will not see any reproach. Let your amen thunder louder. I am strongly led in my spirit. The more I try to run away from it, the more the Spirit of God is saying, declare it. No matter how many years ago you suffered losses, or right now you say, Pastor, I'm going through a season of loss in my life. Get on your knees, let me pray for you. As your amen will thunder, I declare the next 12 days, 12 days of massive restoration. Be restored! Be restored! Be restored! Be restored! Be restored! Let your amen thunder now!